Joe Cortez here with Extra Time, here with my sidekick, John Zimmel. John, a lot of funny things are happening in boxing these days.
Yeah.
Man, last Thursday, Haseem Rockman Sr. was heavyweight champion of the world, knocking out Lennox Lewis. Then in the rematch, he ended up getting knocked out, which I was the referee in that fight.
Well, there you go.
But Thursday night, his son,
this was a funny
Haseem
story.
Rockman Jr., 230-pounder, fighting a professional fight in North Carolina, fighting a guy by the name of Joe Coates.
Yeah.
And he ended up not fighting.
He said his wraps were too tight. And then
Haseem Rockman was in the ring, waiting for his opponent to get in the ring. He said, my hand wraps are too tight. He goes back to the dressing room, supposedly. Take off the gloves. They rewrap his hands. And never wants to get in the ring.
He came back out and was like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
His pro debut.
Unbelievable.
That guy's a boxing legend already. He's more known than, people know his name because he chickened out.
Well, I think that's the quickest knockout in boxing history.
He didn't even need to enter the ring.
He didn't enter the ring.
That's intimidating.
You know, I'll tell you what, it reminds me back in the day when I was fighting in the preliminaries back in the Golden Gloves in New York City at a place called St. Nicholas Arena, the old arena, not too far from Madison Square Garden, a couple of miles. But St. Nicholas Arena had the regular club fights. And I was in the ring fighting this for the Spanish Golden Gloves tournament. And I was fighting this kid. Next thing I know, bam, he gets onto the canvas and climbs out the ring, starts running towards the dressing room. And his trainer behind him with a towel. Come on, back here. And the fans were all laughing. I'm in the middle of the ring like, I said, what the hell just happened?
he just ran away.
He just ran out of the ring, you know? But that was crazy stuff. And another thing happened when I turned pro, I remember Gaspar Ortega was fighting up at the Boston Garden. He was fighting the main event. And Gaspar Ortega was a gentleman who got me started in boxing. Now, Gaspar had 185 professional fights.
Oh, my God.
And only he got stopped twice. TKO by Emma Griffith for the welterweight championship of the world.
That's absolutely insane, man.
Yeah. Anyway, so Gaspar was fighting the main event against a guy named Ted Whitfield. And so we got up there the day of the fight. For the weigh-in, I don't know who I was going to fight, but I was Gaspar, you know, sparring partner. He's used me for speed. And I got in there, up there to the arena for the weigh-in, and I saw this guy I was going to fight. A guy named Richie Gonzalez. He was New Jersey state champion, and I had fought him an intercity bout when I was a New York state champion.
Oh, you guys had a history.
So I ended up fighting him and beating him in the, it's a five-round amateur AAU fight. And when I got up there, I said, oh, this is the same guy I fought back in Jersey a number of years back. So to make a long story short, that was the weigh-in. I made the weigh. I was a bantamweight, 118-pounder, and many pounds ago.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I look fat, but that's what I was weighing when I was fighting in the amateurs.
118.
Yeah. I mean, matter of fact, even when I turned pro, I was a bantamweight. Anyway, so this guy, Richie Gonzalez, that night, Freddie Brown, who was Gaspar Ortega's trainer, was Roberto Duran's trainer, was my trainer as well. And Freddie Brown had wrapped me up and my gloves and ready to go out there to fight. We're waiting and waiting and nothing. This guy, Richie Gonzalez, we're waiting for him. He isn't sure what the heck's going on, you know?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I'm all wrapped up and I tell Freddie Brown, I'm sorry, sir, but I got to go to the restroom. He said, and? I said, well, I can't do nothing with my gloves on.
Oh,
and
my God.
So I said, but I got to go. Freddie Brown said, all the years that I've been training fighters, all these, and this is the first time I ever have to do this. he was pissed. Anyway, and he had to pull out my trunks and pull out my cup and my jacket.
Oh, my God. He had to do it all for you.
Yeah.
That's very funny.
And then I was standing. He said, you want me to shake it off, too? Anyway, the thing was, that damn Richie Gonzalez never showed up.
Never.
He never showed up.
Didn't even come to the arena. At least Joe Coates made it to the arena.
No, this guy didn't even make it. So about 10 years ago, I was at the New Jersey Boxing Hall of Fame, and one of the referees told me, hey, Joe, this fighter over there on the table, he said, he fought you in the amateurs here. I said, who's that? He said, Richie Gonzalez. I said, where is he? So I got up. I went to his table. I said, hey, how you doing? You're Richie Gonzalez? I said, yeah. You know, that was back in the 60s. Eh? I'm talking about maybe about 10 years ago now. I'm looking at this guy. He doesn't look like Richie Gonzalez.
No.
I knew. But then again, I didn't look like that back then either. Anyway, the thing was that I said, Richie, I want to know what happened that night at the fight. You and I was all gloved up, ready to go with you, and you never showed up. What happened? He said, oh, you know what, Joe? He said, we got lost. We couldn't find the arena. I looked at this guy. I looked in his eyes. I said, okay, that's what I want to know.
You couldn't find the Boston Garden?
Come on, man.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, Ray Charles can find that.
Exactly, man. That's too funny. Imagine, I bet your trainer wasn't very happy. You had to do all that, and then you didn't even fight.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, that's funny. Well, I guess Haseem Rahman is the most intimidating fighter. A junior, the most intimidating fighter in history, made a guy turn around. I actually played peewee football with him one year when I was like, yeah, in eighth grade.
Well, he's a 230 pounder now.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I don't play football with him now.
All right, buddy. Well, take care. Hey, guys, fans out there, we talk to you next week. Joe Cortez with Extra Time.